doing my best. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for attending this important meeting. I'm Martha Richards from Holderness and live on the right-of-way. I'm one of the three Grafton County Commissioners, and we three stand in solidarity with our extreme opposition to this project as currently proposed, with only some 60 miles buried. So, after tonight, I will wonder, did you listen to us? But also, do you hear us? After some 72% of the comments are in opposition to the project as it stands after your first four meetings? The patronage continues, the lies continue, and expensive and useless PR campaign continues, and dodging of our questions continues without the moderator's challenge or enforcement requiring answers. After facing a sea of orange for the past 5 years, do you think we're really still that stupid and unknowing about how you're continuing to screw us all? Many of my colleagues could probably get an honorary degree in either electrical transmission or alternative energies. The state of New Hampshire could derive some income from your using their rights of way, but you continue to also say that I-93 cannot be used. You have not even asked DOT about using I-93. Your continued stonewalling on this topic simply infuriates us. For your information, the Federal Highway Authority finds it in the public interest to use interstates and federal highways for utility projects and leaves it up to state DOTs to decide whether and how these roads may be used for longitudinal utility projects like Northern Pass. Speaking of undergrounding, your application does not describe how the construction will be performed and how it will impact specific areas, especially in my area of Plymouth. Talk of ripping up our main street, also known as Route 3, already has these street front businesses in an uproar. The probable impacts to business and daily life, especially in our university town, will be huge and damaging. By the way, in Plymouth, I-93 is less than 1/2 mile away from our main street. As one of my orange colleagues said, just bury it all and the orange will go away. Hear us loud and clear. We are tired of contrived hearings without proper oversight. We are tired of being fed lies. We are tired of being ignored and disrespected as we state the facts, but we are not tired of wearing our orange proudly. We will go on for as long as it takes to make Northern Pass bury the whole bloody project. Thank you.
Thank you.